project's almost there, and it's I think it's a very interesting project with your second level, the way you're doing it. That's kind of going to be interesting for us to see in our city. And thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, we are on our minor cases, starting with item 7, PR 2019-2253, preliminary final plat 2021-140 for Old Town Plaza LLC. And JAG Planning and Zoning is the agent. And 302 San Felipe. Good morning. Yeah, it is still morning. Good morning, Ms. Garcia.
Good morning, Madam Chair.
Please go ahead and give us your name, firm, and address.
Sure. So my name is Juanita Garcia, and I'm with JAG Planning and Zoning. And my mailing address is P.O. Box 7857, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87194.
Do you swear firm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay. Thank you. Go ahead and give us an update, Ms. Garcia. I know you've been working on this.
Yes. Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair. So the last time we were here, there were some outstanding items, one related to the sidewalk waiver. I know that we were asked to widen the sidewalk along Old Town Road in San Felipe, which we had to revise our plat along Old Town Road to dedicate a little bit of land to accommodate that widened sidewalk. We are still needing to ask for the waiver because we're still not meeting the requirement that's currently outlined in the IDO. So we asked for a waiver for that, but I guess it's not an official waiver. As you mentioned earlier in the meeting today, it is an administrative waiver, I guess, and not a full waiver. The other is the dedication of right-of-way. As I mentioned, we are having to dedicate a little bit of land along Old Town Road. And then we asked for some right-of-way with waivers for Old Town Road and San Felipe Road because they are not meeting the minimum standards as outlined in the IDO. We also provided an infrastructure list that identifies the work that is expected to be done with the sidewalk and the utilities, the sewer and water. And so I believe that we've addressed those matters for you. The only pending issue is LUCC approval that's going to be required along San Felipe Road. So we have reached out to the planner, Leslie, in regards to the process, and we're working on getting the drawings that are necessary for her review. We understand it is an administrative approval, and so we are working on that and should have that completed soon.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Garcia. This is Chair Wolfley. I just kind of want to clarify a couple of things. So staff has been working to clarify our processes with regard to some of these existing conditions and where there's reconstruction, or in this case, replatting going on where there are existing facilities. So DPM table 7.2.29 identifies sidewalk widths through various conditions throughout the city. And then in DPM 7-2 and 7-4, there's some information that guides how staff, such as our traffic engineer, would sort through these existing conditions, reconstruction conditions, and determine what sidewalk width, alley width, or roadway width should pertain to that particular situation and the context of that situation. So I just want to clarify. So for this application, all of the requests regarding the sidewalk and the right-of-way fit within that criteria for staff determination. And so we're no longer calling it administrative waiver. It's basically the same thing, only we're clarifying the terminology to be a staff determination. And that's what is being applied for here. And then I had just one question for you. and I'm just going to ask it before I forget instead of waiting for planning, but you sent an email to the neighborhood representatives for the ONC contact list. Did you provide that email to us? And please speak up, Mr. Rodenbeck, if we have found that, but I know earlier this week I hadn't been able to find that in the submittal.
Madam Chair, I thought, yes, I did submit that. Let's see. That was an email that was sent.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Could you please repeat the question, Madam Chair?
In our discussions on Monday, I was asking, I didn't find the email to the neighborhood in the submittal. And that was a question. If you have found that, please let me know. Or Ms. Garcia, I just want to make sure we got the notice done on this application.
Right. And I'm not, I guess I'm looking through all my paperwork here and I'm not finding it right offhand, although that
This is something that we can do later, since we do need to go through the
remaining
that's yeah, fine. And we need to go through the work with the historic preservation group. So, but anyhow, just know that I just want to bring it up now because I know I might forget.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
I'm going to turn to the public then. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item 7? You can press star 9 if you're on the phone. All right. I don't see anyone here to speak, so let's go to Water Authority for comment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. Our comments and issues on this are entirely related to ensuring that we have separate services for these separate lots. I do see I missed the first line. It's actually for the sanitary sewer service on that infrastructure list. So I think we have what we need on that list in terms of the physical work. The question I have is regarding the easements, if any are necessary for private water or private sewer for these lots to be in service. It was my understanding that the existing services ran between track B1 and the offsite track A down that sort of corridor. My nervousness is, will track B1 in order to maintain this existing sewer outside of the building and connect, will they need an easement on track B2 in order to facilitate that? And I guess we normally ask that the surveyor locate the existing cleanouts, et cetera, to approximate where the existing private service lines are. The Water Authority does not map those private service lines in our system. So it's something we need to know from the surveyor where those lines are and that there's actually a private easement if needed to cover them. So I'll throw that out there. If you have any information on it that would maybe clear this up, please let me know. I think that's all we're needing at this point is making sure we don't need any additional private water or private sewer easements. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Carter. So I do know that currently there is a water and sewer line that runs through tract B1 that connects to the buildings, the structures that are on tract B2. But with this work order or with this infrastructure list, the applicant property owner intends in cutting that connection between B1 and B2 and just having its own connection for tract B1 and then creating its own connection to tract B2 through that area just immediately south of tract B1. So the water and the sewer lines will run through that that alley looking like area for connections to tract B2. So I don't believe there is the need for a private utility easement, since they are private services that will be maintained on each of the lots.
Thank you. This is Blaine Carver for 103. I think that confirmation answers my question, and I think we can proceed from that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Code enforcement.
Oh, my assistant code enforcement. We have no comments or objections.
Thank you, Mr. Maestas.
Parks and Rec.
Carol Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. No additional comments or objections.
Thank you, Ms. Sommerfeld.
Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection to the plat. I have my typical comment about grading and drainage for building permit if conditions are met. I'll leave that up to the applicant to read that.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Armijo.
Transportation.
Yes, good morning. This is Jean Wiffenberger with Transportation. The waivers to the widths, or actually the administrative decision for the width adjustment for both right-of-way and sidewalk are recommended for approval by Transportation. Transportation has no objection to the infrastructure list and plat. I would note that, of course, you know, but prior to my final sign-off, we'll need concurrence from Leslie Nagy.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for that, Ms. Wolfenberger.
Planning.
This is Maggie Gould. So it looks like we do have a revised plat, but we need all the signatures on that. And then what Ms. Wolfenberger just said about coordination with the historic preservation planner for the review of the sidewalk width.
Okay, thank you for that, Ms. Gould.
This is Jay Rodenbeck too. Madam Chair, if you're asking about the notifications to the neighborhood associations for the platting action, this is it right here.
That's about it. Okay. Okay, so that's not using our standard form then, is that correct?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. They did have that as well.
They did have that as well, okay.
They use a neighborhood meeting form instead of the notification form. And I mean, I don't.
Okay, yeah, that works. Good, okay. Sorry I missed that, and appreciate you taking that up for us, and we'll check that off the list. Okay, so unfortunately, Ms. Garcia, we need that decision from Historic Preservation to proceed. So should we defer to September 15th?
No, I don't think we're gonna be able to get it in by that date. I think we're gonna wait a little bit longer. And so, I'm thinking that the 29th of September
will
probably give us enough time. I know that there's going to be an appeal period or I know we had this discussion the last time, and I thought that what was agreed upon that you would, you know, take delegation on that, knowing that this has to happen before you sign off on it. And so I'm trying to get an understanding again, how much time, I mean, do we need to have the waiver or the appeal period completed before we come back? What do we need before we can get approval from y'all?
I am comfortable if you have your decision from Historic Preservation, and then we can do delegation related to the appeal period. So we do need to have the decision from Historic Preservation before we would approve. And then that, and sorry if there was any misunderstanding on that. So September 29th, correct?
Let me see here. I think we could go with that. We'll go with the 29th.
Okay, is there a motion to defer item 7, PR 2019-2253, preliminary plat 2021-140 to September 29th?
Lynn Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I second.
Please vote.
Lynn Carter, Water Authority, I approve.
Charles Maestas, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Carol Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Gene Wolfenbarger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. So there's a consensus vote of the DRB to defer item 7 to September 29th.